Burisma exec discussed expectations of high-ranking U.S. officials in Ukraine with Hunter Biden. By Wendell Hussebo on July 16, 2023. Hunter Biden's associate in his business with the Ukrainian energy company Burisma Holdings discussed expectations of high-ranking U.S. officials in Ukraine 1 month before then-Vice President Joe Biden visited Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko to demand the firing of a prosecutor investigating the company. Joe Biden, who bragged in 2018 about the firing of prosecutor Viktor Shokin by Poroshenko, was on an official visit to Ukraine in 2015. During the visit, he met with Poroshenko in Kiev about Ukraine's corruption. But 4 months after the meeting, Poroshenko fired Shokin, a prosecutor investigating Burisma, which paid Hunter Biden $83,000 a month to sit on its board. On November 2, 2015, 1 month before Joe Biden visited Ukraine, Hunter Biden received an email from Vadim Pasherskyy, a Burisma executive, about his ultimate purpose of working with Hunter Biden and his associates, Eric Schwerin and Devin Archer, a fellow Burisma board member. Pasherskyy wrote the email with the subject line, revise Burisma proposal, contract, and invoice. The email outlines the scope of work he expected from Hunter Biden and his associates regarding a new project. It detailed the ultimate purpose of an agreement with Blue Star Strategies to shut down any cases/pursuits against Nikolai in Ukraine, referring to Mykola Slachevsky, founder of Burisma, who also went by Nikolai. Blue Star Strategies is a Washington, D.C., PR firm that worked for Burisma. Hunter Biden connected the firm to Burisma through Secretary of State Antony Blinken's wife, according to emails from Hunter Biden's laptop. Dear colleagues, hope you are well. Thank you for the docs provided. I have analyzed them most carefully and came up with a few of the following observations. Pasherskyy wrote to Hunter and his associates. My only concern is for us to be on the same page re our final goals. With this in mind, I would like us to formulate a list of deliverables, including, but not limited to, a concrete course of actions, including meetings/communications resulting in high-ranking U.S. officials in Ukraine, U.S. ambassador, and in U.S. publicly or in private communication/comment expressing their positive opinion and support of Nikolai/Burisma to the highest level of decision-makers here in Ukraine, President of Ukraine, President Chief of Staff, Prosecutor General, etc. The scope of work should also include organization of a visit of a number of widely recognized and influential current and or former U.S. policymakers to Ukraine in November, aiming to conduct meetings with and bring positive signal/message and support on Nikolai's issue to the Ukrainian top officials above, with the ultimate purpose to close down for any cases/pursuits against Nikolai in Ukraine. Schwerin forwarded Pasherskyy's message to Hunter Biden and Archer the same day and suggested how Hunter Biden could placate Pasherskyy's objections to the pitch, as Hunter Biden's initial pitch to Pasherskyy lacked specific names of officials who would visit the Ukrainian president. I would tell Vadim that this is definitely done deliberately to be on the safe and cautious side, and that Sally and company understand the scope and deliverables. And that we will be having regular, daily, weekly, monthly, opportunities be in through conference calls or memos to be continually refining and updating the scope. Hunter Biden replied to Pasherskyy's email, assuring him he could deliver. You should go ahead and sign, he wrote on November 5, 2015. Looking forward to getting started on this, Hunter Biden added. 1 month later, Joe Biden arrived in Ukraine to speak with the President of Ukraine. Soon afterward, in March 2016, the president of Ukraine fired the prosecutor who was looking into Burisma. Joe Biden later bragged about the firing during a 2018 appearance at the Council of Foreign Relations. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting the $1 billion. I said, you were not getting the billion. I'm going to be leaving here in, I think it was about 6 hours, Biden told the audience. I looked at them and said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor is not fired, you're not getting the money. Well, son of a bitch. He got fired. According to an FBI informant file reviewed by lawmakers, Joe Biden and Hunter Biden received $5 million each from Mykola Slachevsky, the founder of Burisma, after Joe Biden threatened to withhold aid to Ukraine until President Poroshenko fired the prosecutor. A source familiar with the FBI's informant document confirmed to Breitbart News that Hunter and Joe Biden allegedly coerced the Burisma executive into paying them $10 million in bribes. The FBI informant also claims Zlochevsky kept 17 audio recordings of his conversations with Hunter and Joe Biden as an insurance policy, according to Senator Chuck Grassley, ARIA. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter at Wendell Hussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.